Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. If I said to you I was going to play James Last, you're probably thinking I'm rather insane. Most of the time, there isn't a place for James Last in a jazz program. However, there are exceptions. Over the years, he made a number of jazz recordings. This is one, actually, that features two longtime members of his orchestra, Derek Watkins, the well-known British jazz trumpeter, and Till Broman, Windmills of Your Mind. the album, they call me Hansy, Derek Watkins and Till Bromern, two longtime members of the James Last Orchestra playing Windmills of Your Mind. They Call Me Hansy is probably the most unlike James Last album ever recorded. It's a mixture of many different types of music, from jazz, which we just heard, to even hip-hop. Well, it's very nice to have you with us for another edition of Jazz for the Asking for this 2017. And you may be aware that during the holiday season we brought you some, well, best-of programs, in case you'd actually heard them before. And if you want to hear all editions of Jazz for the Asking, you can find them all at our website, pcjmedia.com. And you can also subscribe to this edition, as well as past editions, through iTunes. There's a link that you can follow once you're at our program bank. Guitarist Wes Montgomery and organist Jimmy Smith definitely had their own style. They brought a very new and different sound to jazz. This is from an album they recorded together for the Verve label called The Dynamic Duo, with arranging and conducting by Oliver Nelson, who was a solo artist in his own right. Here they are with the standard Down by the Riverside.
We'll be right back.
Guitar, Wes Montgomery. On Hammond organ, Jimmy Smith, with orchestra arranged and conducted by Oliver Nelson, from the album The Dynamic Duo, with the standard Down by the Riverside. Now we're going to take a listen to two fantastic trumpet players. We'll have a little bit of Donald Byrd with Blackbird, but before that, David Weiss and Getaway.
Thank you.
Donald Byrd from the Blue Note LP, The Best of Donald Byrd with Blackbird. And before that, David Weiss and his group with Getaway from the compact disc Breathing Room. This is Jazz for the Asking, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. One of my favorite Lonnie Liston Smith recordings is one that was made in May 1977 in New York City at Smucker's Cabaret, which was located in Brooklyn. This is from the live album released on RCA Victor of one of those performances, Sunset.
Thank you.
Lonnie Liston Smith recorded live in Brooklyn, New York in May 1977 with Sunset. Now, let me mention one song to you, Le Marseillais, otherwise known as the French National Anthem. Now, if you said, Keith, you're going to play this on a Jazz for the Asking, you'd probably think I was completely mad. And I probably am to some degree. But of course, it depends who plays it. This is a recording made in London in January 1946 of Django Reinhardt and his quintet playing Le Marseillais. And it was a recording that was made especially for the BBC that eventually was released. Now, the next set of three songs are actually French songs performed by well-known artists. Le Marseillais, we're going to begin that way, followed by Billie Holiday's and Mon Homme, otherwise known as My Man, and Louis Armstrong with C'est si bon.
There's one thing that I've got. It's my man. It's my man. Cold or wet, tired you bet. All of this I'll soon forget. With my man, he's not much on looks, he's no hero out of books, but I love him, yes, I love him. Two or three girls has he that he likes as well as me. But I love him, I don't know why I should. He isn't true, he beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright. All right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I'm his forevermore.
Lovers say that in France, when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good. Oh, c'est si bon. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's this, dear. It's so good, nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, c'est si bon. Oui, oui.
Louis Armstrong with C'est si bon. Before that, Mon Homme, in English by Billie Holiday, otherwise known as My Man, and Le Marseillais, Django Reinhardt and his quintet, three songs, three well-known French songs, Two, which have become standards in English. One, of course, which is the national anthem of France. All kind of jazzed up there. Anyway, that's it. We've come to the end of another edition of Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. We're going to close today with Steve Lawrence from the album Steve Lawrence Sings Sinatra with My Kind of Town. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perrin, wishing you well, saying so long, take care. We'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.
My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of people too, people who just smile at you. And each time I Chicago is, it's calling me home. Chicago is one town that'll never ever let you down. It's my kind of town. My kind of town, Chicago is. It's my kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of razzmatazz. And it has all that jazz. And each time I leave, tugging my sleeve, Chicago is. The Wrigley Building, Chicago is. The Sox and Cubbies, Chicago is. One town that'll never ever let you down. It's Chicago, 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 yeah.